hello?
Hello.
Lyndon Johnson, Spessard.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine. Hate to pursue you down into the Texas sunshine.
Well, I'm...
This Interama thing is just about to get beyond our reach unless we can get an item in here. Either supplemental or amendment request.
What is your situation?
The situation is this. They bond issue for $21 million. $8 million was paid and has been spent in the development. The payment comes up in December. They can't get the additional $13 million until the federal participation in the exhibit is assured. And without that appropriation to assure the exhibit, not to build a building, why, looks like there'll be some. And it's the last mile on the thing, and of course we're all deeply disturbed about it. We laid the predicate for this in the hearing the other day before John McClellan's subcommittee by stating that a request for either supplemental or amendment pending, we hoped it would be in, took some testimony on it. And I think it's all good shape, provided that there is a supplemental item or an amendment item that comes over in time for us to use it. That's the only thing that stands in the way.
How much is involved?
Between $6 and $7 million, according to my understanding. Of course, I haven't seen the recommendation, but I've talked to Mr. Connor, and I've talked to Mr. Schultz. And it's somewhere in that figure. The amount involved would be 7.5, but I believe the request is between $6 and $7 million somewhere.
Does this go on McClellan's bill?
If it comes in as an amendment, it'll go on McClellan's bill. If it comes in as a supplement, it'll go on the supplemental bill. In either case, why, we've just got a few days to deal with it. I understand that the same situation applies to Hemisphere down there at San Antonio, where they completed the authorization legislation yesterday.
Does this involve any construction?
No, the construction will come with the $13 million of their own fund, and with the loan from the CFA, all repayable money. In other words, people are building the federal building with their own money. This amount is to install the facilities for the federal exhibit as it goes forward.
Uh-huh.
And I understand, I haven't seen them, but I understand that several of the Latin American friendly nations have signified their intention to go ahead with the matter. And in each instance, that's conditioned also, of course, upon our own participating exhibition.
No, this is the thing that you and George Smathers and Pepper flew over that time?
That's right.
Down in Florida?
That's right. That's right, and it was authorized in January of this year, as I recall. At any rate, right after the beginning of the session. And then you sent out, pursuant to that authorization legislation, invitation to the Latin American nations cooperate and to exhibit. I have not seen their replies. I'm told, however, by Mr. Connor and old Dr. Muscat also, that there are quite a number of favorable and accepting replies. Somebody in your office will know about that.
All right, I'll be back Monday morning. I'll look in it. Although I won't avoid any supplemental as I can. I sent up some to the house Friday or Saturday, but I've got some more that have got to come, and I'll be back there Monday. All your people together on this, and just as strong, George and Pepper and all that group that was with us before, they all feel as
Pepper and Michelle are sweating blood over it. George tells me he's for it. He told me he was going to see you.
Well, he hadn't, and I'll talk to...
He told me that.
Yeah.
But he tells me he's for it.
Well?
He and Dr. Muscat don't get along for some reason. I don't know what. But he tells me that he's for it anyway, and his brother Frank is one of the trustees or directors or governors or whatever they call them.
I don't want to agree in the dark, send it up. I'll look at it Monday, and I'll call you Monday or Tuesday, so we'll have it up there if I can. If I can't, I'll give you the reasons why that I can't. I'll try to. You make very few requests, and you're one of the best men I think ever came to Congress, and I sure do want to do anything you can, and then I'm awfully appreciative of the way George and Claude Pepper and Fasel have helped, and I'll try to, Spencer, but don't commit me till I get there Monday, but I'll call you when I get there, when I get back, and I'll tell you one way or the other, and if I can, any way I can, I'll try to do it, because I never do forget that when I've been under attack, personally and otherwise, that what you've done, and you've been just like a daddy to me, and I'm awfully grateful to you and Mary both for being so good, and I know you got lots of problems. And
this is a live or die matter with these people, and they've got a huge amount of money and property already invested in it, and it's the sine qua non without which they just can't go ahead. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring it up. I know these are pressing times. I've avoided these last 3 or 4 days to cut back to your budget figures and my poverty stuff and the education stuff. I don't know what's the matter with some of these boys. They want to go right out to stealing, it looks like.
Well, this is not a great amount, and I'm going to do it if I can. I'll just have to, I don't want to be committed, but I'll bust a hamstring to try to help anything that's worth a telephone call on your part.
Thank you so much, and have a stressful weekend.
Give Mary my love. I don't see you enough. May we get together sometime.